And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Nitro Spear Guns and Guardian Charters. Evan, Nick, Sean, and the whole gang is here in the Mighty 1090 studios. Wait till you see the photo on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, there's a lot of people here, but we're going to be talking some great stuff here with the spear guns, free diving, spear fishing for giant tuna, a lot more. There's a lot here today. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a great show today, man.
Yeah, indeed. We have a great group in the studio, kind of a different slant for Let's Talk Hookup today. Normally, of course, we talk sport fishing, but this is a different type of sport fishing. This is still fishing. It's spearfishing.
It's going to be rad.
And it's pretty cool, too, because these guys are the guys locally here that really know their stuff. And Evan and Nick, good morning. Welcome.
The boys. Morning. Thanks for having us.
And great to have you. And Sean's here, too, your partner with Nitro Guns. Why don't you, Evan, why don't you start out and tell us what Guardian Charters does?
So, you know, we're, I guess you could call it a boutique, you know, fishing and spearfishing charter. We do both. We love to be on the water and in the water. So we're able to, you know, parlay that experience that me and my captains have in both being in and on the water, both fishing and spearfishing, and take people out and, you know, try to give them the experience of a lifetime.
Like four-pack, six-pack style, private charters, just set up for what you like to do.
Exactly, yeah. So we have two boats. We have a 28 Lures Open Express, which is our four-pack boat. We can take up to six people. You know, we're licensed for six people. The four people is kind of the sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And then we have a 26 Glacier Bay, which is more or less our dive boat. We take a lot of people spearfishing on that boat.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Very comfortable. Yeah. Amazing ride for both only boats. Being a 4,500-pound boat.
Yeah.
We just purchased that this year, so we're super stoked on it. A lot of bluefin hit the deck.
It is so a good year for that.
Yeah. Sure. So tell us how many bluefin hit the deck. You have no idea.
476.
Come on!
I'm just kidding. I just totally made that number up.
Yeah.
No. I have no idea, honestly. It was a lot. Several hundred.
In reality, it's probably more than that. With as good as this year was and the success rate you were talking about, you know, before we started the show there, just how many guys you took out and how many.
Lots of personal bests.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, and earlier in the season, you know, when the bite wasn't as cooperative, you know, when they were up closer, they weren't just keying in on bait, surface iron, whatever. We were able to get in the water and make it happen, where a lot of the fishing guys just weren't until, you know, the season progressed, and then they were finally able to put, like, a kite bite together.
Now, why is that? They just weren't biting?
Yeah.
They were being bluefin?
Yeah,
they were just being bluefin.
But they'd bite the spear.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we force feed them. Yeah, exactly.
So can anybody do this? I mean, is this something that anybody can do?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can put a wetsuit and a snorkel and mask on and swim around, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say spearfishing bluefin is kind of a next level, you know, thing where, you know, it's not tremendously hard for anybody that has a little bit of experience spearfishing. But, you know, I would say starting out, if you were to shoot mahi and shoot yellowtail off of patties, that's kind of a starting point for the pelagic, you know, species for anybody that's looking to get into it, or just fishermen that have guns on the boat. Mm-hmm. Fish aren't biting, you know, uncooperative. You pull up on a patty and there's 100 Dorado and none of them want anything to do with you. You can kind of force them, right, with a spear gun.
So, up in the water.
Yeah, you can get in the water. And if they haven't been contested a lot by other boats, you can kind of make it happen with a gun where you're just not able to, you know, entice them, you know, with rod and reel.
Yeah. Now, that's where of course, Nick comes in with Nitro Gum Company. What's the easiest fish to shoot in our local waters here?
It depends. I would say a Dorado.
Dorado?
Yeah, most likely a Dorado will come in. A Dorado will come and check you out. They'll come within 3 feet of you, sometimes a little too close to where you'll have to wait to take your shot because you can't extend your gun.
They're pretty dumb.
They're pretty dumb. Yeah, we call them dodo for
dodo,
a reason.
Yeah.
So.
And what a cool fish to do it on, though, too. Rat-eating, cool-looking, on a kelp. I mean, that's the perfect fish for it.
Yeah, I think we take it for granted, kind of. You know, if we've been, you know, jumping in on patties for, you know, a couple years, you take for granted how cool of an experience it is. And you kind of gain perspective when you bring people in and they're like, that is by far the coolest thing I've ever done. I never thought I would get in the water that's a mile deep and, you know, see a school of 100 fish and able to connect and, you know, bring it in. Sometimes they don't connect and they don't shoot a fish and they miss. Yeah. But to be able to get in the water and see them in their own environment is just a cool experience for most people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a totally different feel being underwater and seeing how the creatures live in their own environment than
right.
looking down on top of it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Most likely there's more fish under the water than you actually see on the surface. So
yeah. You guys were saying about, for example, the bluefin schools. It's like what you're seeing in a foamer. It looks like thousands of fish, but there's so many more, huh?
There's so many more down below.
In what way? Describe it. What's it like jumping in on a foamer of bluefin tuna?
So foamers are amazing. Most of the time you'll swim into a foamer and you'll see a little bit of surface fish or what we call tuna water fish hitting the surface. But once they start going underneath you is when you start deciding to take your dive. And once you take your dive, we call it they cyclone you. They just go around and around in a circle. And the volume of fish, there'll be fish 40 feet down and 10 feet up from you.
Wow.
And they'll just keep circling you.
Circling you.
Yeah, they just want to see what you're doing. And we've never seen you before. Let's check you out. And the more time you can wait, the closer they wrap in. So it's like a tornado. The deeper that you go, the more you sit there, the tighter they squeeze around you. It's pretty amazing.
That's wild.
Of course, you have to hold your breath that long, right?
And you have to hold your breath that long, which can be hard because it's extremely exciting.
Adrenaline.
Yeah. I'm not talking 50 fish. I'm talking we jump schools that have thousands of fish.
Wow.
So
anywhere from.
And the foamer was maybe a school bus size, you know. It wasn't a huge foamer, but you get into the fish and then dive down, there's volumes of
Unreal.
Fish below it.
Unreal.
What's the average length of shot that you guys are taking when you're shooting a bluefin? I mean, I'm sure it varies from super close, super far, but is there an average that you would say that you're taking the shot from?
I think so, yeah. So the guns that we use are literally 6 feet long, right? 72 inches. They have five bands.
Five bands. Wow.
Yeah. So they're made for going through a tuna that's a foot and a half thick, right?
Wow.
So not only does it have to go through water, you know, the shaft is already getting some friction there, but then it's got to hit a fish and get onto the other side so that slip tip can toggle.
Sure.
So I would say the average shot is probably 15 to 20 feet.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's less. Sometimes, you know, the tuna don't even care that you're there. I don't think tuna, especially bluefin, yellowfin are a different animal altogether locally, but the bluefin aren't really all that smart. You know, I think they're cunning. You know, obviously they're instinctual. They're animals, right? But I think because they're the same size as you a lot of times, they're not all that intimidated by you.
Interesting. Huh.
And their eyes are on the side of their head, right? They're not in the front. You know how like if you dive the islands, you'll always see those calicos. They'll come up and check you out, and they'll pretty much just look right at you. You know, they can like, I don't know how they do it, but they focus their eyes in front of their head. They're more on the front of their head. These bluefin, you know, the eyes are on the sides of their head. So to look at you, they're giving you the shot that you want, a nice, wide, broadside shot.
Here, hit me.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. And you can see their eyes. You know, when they get in close enough, you can see their eyes looking at you, you know, adjusting on you.
That is really
which
cool.
Which is just such
That's really cool
experience. Just being there.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in the water this year so many times, just without a gun, just being a safety diver and, you know, diving with guys and seeing these tuna literally looking at them. I mean, they got personalities and stuff, too. You know, there's always that lead tuna that's, you know, kind of in front of the school, especially like on a breezer. You know, you pull up on a breezer, right? And you can see these fish kind of flashing. You can always see that front tuna. It's kind of like, I don't know, the alpha tuna, is that a thing?
Uh-huh, sure.
And then, you know, once you dive on them, then all of those kind of come in behind that alpha tuna, and it's just such a cool experience.
Yeah.
Even without a gun, just seeing it.
What spooks them?
It depends.
Each school is different. Evan was just talking breezing fish, and a lot of time when you're chasing these breezing fish, you don't want to kick, splash, and try to get to the fish. You want to meet the fish where you think they're going to be. So as smooth as you can be, the smoother those fish are going to be. I mean, those guys are moving super slow through the water, cruising, getting a suntan. So if you're doing that same movement as them, being calm, controlling yourself, when you get to the point of where they're going to be, you start seeing them go under you. They are the most calm and slow moving fish, especially the bigger ones. They're maybe moving one or two knots and just checking you out once you get to the water. So, I mean, Evan and I had a story that we'll jump into a little bit later, but we shot 5 bluefin over 200 pounds that day. And we had another guy on the boat with us, but the fish were just cruising through the water, checking you out. And these were massive fish, 200-pound fish.
The whole school.
The whole school.
Yeah, every school we got in on were those monsters.
Those monsters.
Monsters freezing.
Unreal.
And they're just fat and lazy and slow. And obviously that's the dream day, right? I mean, they're just, you know,
it
checking you out
day.
like it's nothing.
Yeah.
You don't have to chase them down. It's not like, you know, so many times you get on a foamer for like 15 seconds.
Sure.
That's all you have. You have one freaking guy, one jig cast. That's it. If you don't get bit, then it's like another half an hour trying to find the school again that pops up somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, that's why I asked about the spook ideas, because, you know, sometimes, like you say, you get one jig cast and that's it. But with you guys, same kind of story. So are you loaded and ready when you guys come on a school? Are you guns are already loaded and ready to slide in the water?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are. So, you know, obviously a spear gun is inherently dangerous, right? And there's a huge pointy object that is, you know, being held back by, you know, 5 bands that want to go forward.
Yeah, it's about 600 pounds of pull.
Yeah, so obviously you get in front of that thing and it goes off, it's going to do major damage.
Sure.
So, you know, 4 cardinal safety rules of firearms apply on our boat. You know, safe place, safe direction. Don't, you know, finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Don't know your target and what's beyond it. And I guess that's 3. There's another one in there somewhere.
One more in there.
Yeah, but
I just took the hunter safety course. I should know that, right?
Right. but you know, most importantly, obviously, is gun safety, right? But with these tuna, it's not possible to load 5 bands on a tuna gun after you get in the water and expect the tuna to be there when you're ready.
Right.
You know, so we have them fully loaded, you know, on the boat.
Because that's just loading 5 bands is a workout.
Oh, yeah. That's exhausting.
Especially for Nick. He's like 4'11".
Yeah. How do you load those big guns, Nick? Come on.
It's all technique. It's all technique.
Sure.
There's a lot of videos on our Instagram that will show you different techniques on loading those guns without a cheater tab or a tab on the shaft.
Okay.
So
you need to watch those.
It's a technique.
Yeah.
Can those be loaded out of the water? Do they have to be in the water? Does it make a difference?
A lot of the time when we're loading guns, we're loading them in the back of the boat or on the transom of the boat, pointed in the water. So the technique that I show on Instagram is essentially you're having one hand on the butt, one hand extended on the band, and you can really control the gun once you press the butt of the gun into your chest, you can control it where the muzzle is going to be pointed at. So we usually have it rested on the rail of the boat or the transom pointing down in the water. Just in a safe area. Those guns are dangerous.
If you're hunting, of course, you load in the water. But if you're doing this type of thing, you have to be ready to go.
Yeah, the tuna, they inherently will catch you with your pants down. You know, you'll pass that first school.
It's going to catch you.
Yeah.
Every time.
You're driving out. You're relaxed. You know, everyone's got their coffee.
I'm never relaxed.
We'll be in the zone here in another, you know, half an hour or so. And then you'll see them. Nobody will have their wetsuits on.
Right.
No guns are loaded. Nobody's ready. So that first kind of scramble, we're loading them on the boat.
Yeah.
As long as they're pointed in a safe direction and they're pointed outboard, which the guns are always pointed outboard,
right?
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your guns. These are specialized guns for big game hunting or just general hunting?
Well, we have a bunch of different series of guns. This year was a like more big game guns. So I was building guns from 65 inches to 72 inches, which is 6 feet. Five bands, mid handle, all wood guns.
All handmade.
All handmade. Wow. So we did about over 60 tuna guns this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of
guns.
Man.
Yeah, it was busy.
Yeah.
And it was predominantly because of bluefin here, locally.
Yeah.
I was getting guys buying tuna guns from Florida, flying out here, meeting up with them, dropping their gun off, and then they're jumping on Evan's boat the next day to go shoot fish.
Wow.
So
that's pretty cool.
If you do jump on Evan's boat, you don't need to rush over to me and buy a gun, like, right away. Like, there are guns on his boat. There's a 65 and two 72-inch guns on his boat that are ready to go, rigged, ready to kill bluefin. You don't even need to mess with it. It's always taken care of.
Wow. So, Guardian Charters, your charter, you carry the nitro guns with you, and if somebody's new to big game spearfishing, like you said, you don't need to have all the gear, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we work our local dive shop, James and Joseph. Plug is
good people over there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, Damien, mm-hmm. A good friend of mine. He's the owner. Super solid. Right. It's a family type environment when you go there. But I work with them to have spearfishing rental packages. So essentially for $50, you can get free dive wetsuit, mask, snorkel, fins, weights, weight belt, knife, booties.
For $50.
For $50 for the whole day. So if it's something that you haven't necessarily gotten into and you know that you want to spend, you know, drop a C-note on, you know, all that gear and you want to, you know, keep it and get into it, for for a $50 investment, you get all that stuff for the day and you get to use it and figure out if you don't like it.
Absolutely.
Some people will come out and they'll be like, you know, an hour into it and we're changing it to fishing because they just aren't into it. And that's totally fine, you know, but it at least they tried, you know, right? I mean, how many people just stay on the internet, you know, looking at pictures on Instagram of people doing cool stuff, you know? At least they're doing it.
They're going out and trying it out.
Man. Totally. I can't believe that they do a rental package for $50. That is just way too inexpensive.
And here's the other thing, I believe, from Jaden and Joseph, because I've worked with them before doing some free diving stuff and stuff. If you end up buying stuff from them, they'll apply that to the purchase, I believe, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, the experience, the know-how, you know, they're all, you know, super dialed. So if you do end up booking a charter, then you can order the rental package straight through the website. It's super easy.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of interesting talk about a different way to catch fish.
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah, so much cool information that we don't get to normally scratch the surface of it. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. It's going to be a great day on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us, there's two ways you can be a part of the show this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to get a chance to talk to Nick, talk to Evan, get all your questions answered about spearfishing, the type of trips, all that, we are also giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. And such a huge thanks to Evan and to Nick both. Basically, we're giving away two spots to get to go do this. All this stuff that you're hearing about right now, two lucky callers at the end of the show are going to get to go experience that, because you're going to get an open party spot on one of the Guardian charters to get to go on an offshore trip this next year coming up, and you're going to have your opportunity to use the best, that nitro gun. The whole package is going to be set up for you, and that's for two lucky callers at the end of the show today, one spot each on an open party offshore trip. So
Evan, you're going to supply everything for these people if they don't have anything.
Correct.
Yeah. The whole, get them over to James and Joseph to get fitted for wetsuit, mask, fins, snorkels.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, so all that stuff included. And then tons of junk food on the boat. My wife keeps it fully stocked, right?
Nice. So, you got to have carbs when you're diving,
got
man.
To.
You burn.
Got to. Yeah. Now, I carb load like every day.
Yeah.
Just in case I go spearfishing
yeah.
next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, a great show today and two phenomenal prizes there to give away thanks to Evan. And we're going to include, thanks to Nick, T-shirts and hats from your line of Nitro Guns, right?
Yeah, we just dropped a new apparel line, so we got a couple of hats that we're going to be giving away today. And a waterproof jacket.
Whoa.
And we also got a coupon code for you guys to jump on the website. Let's talk hookup.
All right. We'll talk about that and your whole line of new apparel too in just a moment when
yeah,
we come back.
You got it, man. As you can hear, just a great show, great info, great dudes, great prizes. Again, if you want to join us, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. It's long range season, and I'll tell you what could be better with the holidays coming up than getting a TAC 50 or a TAC 25 or a TAC 20?
Yeah.
Alica is the ultimate reel for big fish.
TAC 25 probably like the nicest thing in your arsenal right now, because if you're going on a trip, you know, if you're leaving on a trip today, that thing might be used out to the west fishing those big 100 to 200 pound bluefins, or you might be going all the way down to the hurricane bank and fishing big yellowfins down there on 100 pound, or on the ridge and grouper and everything in between. It's a reel that's small, fishes a sardine great, extremely powerful, really comfortable, but can handle whatever it is that you throw at it.
What always amazes me, especially about the Talica 20 and the Talica 25, is the power that that small, lightweight reel has. You just don't think on a big cow tuna that they can handle it, but it can.
You can, and especially if you match it with that new Therese rail rod, which they have been out of stock for quite some time, so everybody's been wanting to get their hands on those Therese rail rods, the 72XH and XXH. They are now back in stock and back in Shimano warehouse, so it's a great combo to put that Talica 25 on that Shimano Therese 72XXH rail rod.
It's an awesome setup. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks. Plus, trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. If you want to get through, it's a busy, busy morning. Only line available right now, 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to have a chance to go with the guys from Guardian Charters and Nitro Guns on a Guardian Charter open party trip. This is a, each spot is worth $375. Is that right? That's what
that
you
is
charge?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's all inclusive.
Well, I think each spot is worth $750, but we only charge $375.
You only
agree, man.
Well, I mean, it's and how many people do you take on the boat?
We only take four people.
That's max.
Yeah. So we only have four passengers. But we only have two people in the water at a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Having four people in the water is no
hectic.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. But two at a time, just take turns on schools.
Right.
And is it all bluefin or you do white sea bass, yellowtail, all kinds?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So for the offshore stuff, we only have two people in the water at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just safer,
sure.
Especially when you don't know the experience level of the spear fishermen, right? If we're diving the islands, you know, and we can anchor, you know, we can have the crew get in the water with the group. We're able to spread out. You know, everyone's got floats, so it's easy to spot people. Then we can have four people in the water, no problem, you know, because it's just not as hectic.
Uh-huh.
But the offshore trips, two people at a time.
Okay. So for big game fishing, I've seen two setups. One with a real big, like a big reel on a gun.
Yeah.
And the other with a floating line and a float.
Correct.
Which way do you guys do it for bluefin?
For bluefin, we do it with a breakaway float. And
a breakaway float.
Yeah, and a tuna bungee. So it's not just a float line. The bungee actually will stretch, you know, to give.
Uh-huh.
You know, these
1,600-pound core. 1,600-pound core in the center of it. Two floats. I just set up a new system at the end of the season. I kind of loved it. Evan ended up landing his big fish on it, and then I shot another fish in the same school that kicked my butt because I didn't have my own setup. He kind of stole it from me that day. But essentially, you'd want the 100-foot bungee with two floats on it. So from the very back of the bungee where your main float would be, three atmosphere float, you're going to have another smaller float on the front, either a hard float, one of those Rob Allen hard floats, or like a 15-liter soft float. On a clutch makes it really, really easy to get the fish back to the surface and on the boat.
Do they ever, I mean, with these floats, have you shot fish that take them underwater?
Not both floats.
Not both floats.
So if you can see that they're smaller fish, you know, I'll get lazy. I don't want to say lazy, but, yeah, I guess kind of lazy. You'll just put one float on, you know, if they're like 60-pound fish, because they're not going to take a bungee and, you know, a three atmosphere float by themselves normally.
Yeah.
You know, the float will stay on the surface. We call it tombstoning, where the float will be sitting straight up and down, you know, like a bobber kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can fight the fish that way.
You get back up on the surface and pull on it?
Yeah. So you get back on the surface. On our charters, we'll take the gun from you, you know, because the gun comes completely detached,
right,
from the shooting line, the shaft, and the bungee itself. So you'll actually we'll swing the boat around. We'll put that gun in the boat just so that you're now free,
yeah,
to fight that fish yourself. And then at that point, you can prepare to, you know, bring the fish up.
Wow, exciting!
This is so
now,
cool.
Now if you checked out our email blast that we sent out every other Thursday, Bill Varney did a great job this week. He featured you guys. Both the Guardian Charters and Nitro Guns in the email blast, and then he put a video on that email blast. If you still have it in your junk folder or on your you got to watch that video, because it's these guys in New Zealand and Australia that are shooting big tuna and wahoo.
Love it.
Words don't describe the video that this stuff takes. And I know you on Nitro Guns, you have some videos and stuff on your website.
we got a ton of videos on the website as well as our YouTube and Instagram. Uh-huh. So if you guys jump on that, there'll be tons of videos of guys shooting tuna.
What's the Instagram and YouTube?
The Instagram is going to be Nitro Gun Co. as well as the YouTube.
Okay. Nitro Gun Co. as Gun well Co. as the website.
Yeah, the website is nitrogunco.com.
Which you have all the apparel. The apparel is really cool. You've done an amazing job with the designs on the apparel.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Sean over here helped me jump into the apparel line. And all our graphics and stuff come from the lifestyle that we're doing. If it's a tombstoning float to Cowtown, everyone loves that phrase, Cowtown. All the graphics just describe free diving and spearfishing big game.
Yeah, it's cool. And if somebody wants to purchase something off of the website, apparel-wise, you have a special code for our listeners, you said?
Yeah, so the code's going to be Let's Talk Hookup.
Okay.
Just one word.
One word, Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep.
All right, and what do you get for that?
15% off the whole site on all the apparel.
On all the
apparel. Awesome, man.
Cool. Very good deal. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the... Well, wait a minute. Let's go find out what's going on down in the Baja.
That sounds good to me, man. It's time to find out what's going on down south. We're going to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour. Today, his catch port sponsored part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is still happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy for you to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Pedro. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes, indeed, cast man.
Hey, man. We're moving into that winter mode down in the Baja, and things are happening pretty quick down there this past week with all those strong north winds that were raising havoc here in California with those fires. Well, those things blow down south, and it really chills the water and makes it pretty tough going for the fishing there. And, of course, anywhere from San Felipe all the way down to East Cape, that wind will blow hard. So things are starting to move around. The cobble boats have been fishing on the Pacific side up at the Jaime and then at the Golden Gate. The striped marlin are coming in pretty big numbers, and it's a little early this year. They're talking about some of the boats that are fishing a little bit further out, releasing up to 20 per day. But the fleet itself, the Cabo fleet, has been releasing 2 to 3 per day. So that's, like I said, it's pretty early. Along with that, there's football-sized tuna under the porpoise there on schools on the Pacific side, also a mix of Dorado, and there's a few Wahoo. But they're still fishing inside the Sea of Cortez there, up around the Punta Gordo, up into the Iman, the San Luis banks there. If they can get out there and get out there early before those winds start blowing, the chunk squid on the tuna is working well. They're still getting some fish up to 80, 90 pounds. Most of them are in that 15 to 20-pound class. And the wahoo bite turned on this past week. You know, they had, I think, 70-some wahoo this past week in the count there for the La Playita fleet. So still some good fishing, but it's going to get a little tougher as we consistently get these north winds to start blowing. Now we're moving into the mainland side of Mexico. Now we're going into our winter mode. Mazatlan doing okay there on the sales, and a few striped marlin and a few tuna in the mix. But the hot spot, as always, this time of year is Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Now they're going to fish strong starting now all the way through April. So it's a really good winter destination. Actually, I'm putting together a trip as we speak for late February. Going to take anybody who wants to go down and join me on that trip. I'll have that information out next week. But sailfish, lots of sails right now, close to the beach, 7-8 miles. Most good boats are averaging 3 to 4 sailfish releases. Out about 30 miles, they're getting some yellowfin tuna. The reports have been up over 100-pound tuna up 30 miles. Of course, along the beaches there, some really good rooster fish and jack crevalle fishing right now. Nice roosters, 20, 25, 30-pound roosters, and jacks up to 20 pounds. And those jacks are really give you a pretty good tough fight. Anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to join us on any of our group trips, or you want to do your individual trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Costa Rica, Panama, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. And everybody, have a good Turkey Day.
Hey, Castman, are there still spots available on our Loretto Rumble in May?
Yeah, I've got we've got 6 rooms left. So anybody,
not much.
What's that?
Not much.
Not much.
You better get on it. That's going to be a fun time.
No doubt.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got a couple emails I've got to answer today, guys that want to join us on that trip. So
beautiful.
La Mission
Hotel, right on the waterfront, oceanfront rooms upgraded, good fishing that time of the year, and great fun. Nonstop flights from Los Angeles and Tijuana. Yeah. Come on with us. Call Cass and get on that trip. All the details on that Loretto Rumble at the La Mission Hotels on our website, as all our trips are, and that is letstalkhookup.com on the trips page. Check it out. Thanks, Cass, man, and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks,
all right,
Cass.
Appreciate that.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Cass Report, which, again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing and diving in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Super important stuff there. Terrafin's a must-have deal. Like, phones are packed. One line available if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's talk to Todd calling us from San Diego this morning. Morning, Todd. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always.
What's up, Todd?
Thank you. Hey, I got a quick question. I was wondering if there's a specific technique for loading those spear guns. I rented one once and went offshore just in case the bluefin weren't biting, and I had a difficult time getting that thing to load.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, I can talk you through it. We do have a video of the technique to load these big tuna guns on our Instagram. But basically, you're going to be grabbing the band with your left hand or your whatever your dominant hand is. Or, sorry, not dominant hand, but your secondary hand. You're going to grab the bands with. With your dominant hand, you're going to grab the back of the butt. So if it's a 6-foot gun, you should still be able to reach the band and the butt of the gun. So once you have the butt of the gun, you're going to press as you leave your secondary hand extended on the band. You're going to press that butt to the center of your sternum, that little pocket where you can keep the butt of the gun controlled and from moving around. From there, you're going to reach around and grab the band with both hands and pull in towards your chest. So a lot of people want to put it on their hip, which you don't have as much strength when you're reaching down as you would to the center of your chest, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so, and you want to do it in one fluid motion, right?
Exactly.
Rather than trying to just slowly pull it back, you want to yank on it.
You want to pull with both hands and not just one hand. So a lot of time people will get fatigued with trying to pull it with one hand as they're pressing the button to their chest.
Right.
Instead of leaving that hand, that arm completely extended, and then grabbing it with your secondary hand, and then pulling it all the way back.
So where do you grab the band?
You want to grab the band as low as possible. So not on the wishbone, but just right above the wishbone. So you're getting the maximum amount of stretch of the bands.
What's the best type of wishbone, a metal wishbone or a corded wishbone?
A corded wishbone, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Dyneema or the Spectra. It's a lot safer than metal, yeah.
Yeah. Metal's just an accident waiting to happen kind of thing?
Exactly. It, a lot of the time,
if it breaks, you have this sharp piece of metal that's, you know, under tension.
Yeah.
It's going to fly and hit something.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thanks. Sounds like I'm going to need some practice.
Yeah. You need to go with Guardian Charters and learn the techniques.
And you should see Nick's arms. I mean, he makes it look easy. I know he's really short and he doesn't look that buff, but he used to cage fight.
Is that right?
Look at his ears.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell with the headphones on.
Well, he's got the headphones on. He really
looks
like
a cage fighter. Yeah, he's got
that cauliflower
ear. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So he just looks at the gun and it loads itself.
Yeah. Literally, my arms are like 2-foot Mexican arms. I am Hispanic, so I have the 2-foot arms.
But you can still load the big
gun. I can still load a 72-inch gun by myself.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
10 times a day.
It's technique.
It's all technique.
Technique.
And you've got the video on the Instagram at Nitro Gun. Nitro Gun
it
Co.
It is. You'll have to scroll down. I probably posted it about 8 months ago, but if you scroll down, yeah,
all right,
it'll be there.
Cool. All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him? This time we're going to talk to Greg. He's calling us from Oceanside this morning. What's up, Greg? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, my question is this. Is how deep are you diving to get these fish? I mean,
that's a good question.
To be some pro, you know, spearfishing guy, get down to 70 feet or so?
No, about 100. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Totally kidding.
Yeah. I was going to say, oh, okay.
All right, well, I'm out.
Yeah,
so.
Easy, yeah.
You know what? It does vary, right? If we're on a breezer or we're on, you know, foaming fish, generally it's pretty shallow. Anywhere between 15 and 30 feet, I would guess, is about the average, for these fish. If it's a meter mark,
yeah.
Right, so, you know, that does seem kind of shallow, you know, for most people. 15 feet, most people could probably get down to that, you know, if they equalize properly. But the hard part is when you have to swim out 100 yards full speed as fast as you can, and your heart rate is, you know, I don't know, 100.
Adrenaline's going.
Yeah, exactly. So you're super pumped. You're amping, right? And then as soon as you start seeing these fish, you have to make a dive to 30 feet. And hold it for more than 30 seconds. It's a tall order. So if you can put yourself in, 90% of spearfishing for tuna is boat positioning. So if you can put the boat where the fish are going to be, and then you can just slide off the back of the boat and be there, and you don't have to kick. Obviously, your bottom time is going to be much better than if you have to kick out to them. So obviously they zig and zag. You know, if they're chasing bait, you know, you expect them to go one way, and then they'll just turn and go the other way. And, you know, it's obviously not a guarantee, you know, which way they're going to go. But if you can position yourself, in their path and intersect them, then you have a much better shot, much longer breath hold, and you can put a better shot on a fish.
How long can you hold your breath?
It depends. If I'm sitting in a chair, you know, and it's just a static breath hold, probably about 4 minutes.
That's a long time.
Or if I'm in a pool, you know, and that mammalian dive reflex kicks in,
right?
Probably upwards. I think when I did my first class, it was like 4:30.
Ooh, that's a lot.
But if you're hunting, it's much, much, much shorter.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we're at the islands or we're at Catalina and it's nice and calm and you can breathe up and relax, a 2 minute. Bottom time isn't uncommon.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, that are in fairly good shape. I mean, look at me. I'm a physical specimen. Not really. I'm actually pretty chubby. Even chubby people can do it.
But it's technique again, right?
It's totally technique. Yeah. I mean, look at seals, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't have six packs.
Yeah.
So, and they can hold their breath a long time.
Yeah. How long can you hold your breath there?
I'm probably like a minute 20 diver.
Okay.
But most of the fish I'm shooting is within 45 seconds.
Yeah.
So if you're a minute diver, which seems like a long time, the more relaxed you get, every person's going to be able to dive for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
So then most of the fish that you're going to take are going to be within a minute.
That's a great explanation about boat position, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. The boat position is key. When you're hunting bluefin, it's definitely a team.
Sure.
A team gig. You got everything's got to be perfect, but a lot of it has to come down to the captain of the boat, whoever's driving the boat, positioning you into the fish, because you're going to wear out your divers if you keep sliding next to the fish and the fish are just going to pass you right up, or you're driving 100 miles an hour to line up with the fish. It's definitely boat tactics on how you drive the boat. And I mean, most of the time when I'm diving, I'm going with Evan because I know he's going to drive the boat when I'm getting in the water. So my chances of getting bluefin are pretty much 100%. I mean, this year I missed one fish, and I think I put 32, 34 fish on the boat or something like that. And most of the time I went with Evan. He got a day off, and he's like, hey, you want to go fish? I'm like, please.
And he knows he's been done it enough.
His
charters that he knows where to put the boat.
And this is kind of a new thing,
right?
Really, I mean, I'm 37, I'm not old enough to experience like those 1980s bluefin, right? So this is all kind of a new thing within the last 5 years.
Sure. And it's grown immensely.
Oh, huge. Yeah absolutely. I'm obviously social media has a lot to do with it.
Sure.
It's just such a cool thing. It's hard to put it in words and quantify how just it transcends fishing, you know, where you could just see the fish in their environment. You know, being on the boat and catching bluefin, you know, being on a foamer and casting in the middle of a foamer, throwing a popper and, you know, seeing a monster explode on it is awesome.
It's totally cool.
It's great. I mean, it's so visual. But to be able to be in the water and see them is just a totally
like
different experience.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Hey, you know where the fish are biting all the time, Rick?
Always.
Yeah.
Right down the dock at Point Loma Seafoods.
That's right.
There's never a time when it's slow or they don't show or they zig instead of zag. It's always the freshest thing in town.
Yeah. Whether it bites a spear or whether it bites a line, it's always biting at Point Loma Seafoods for sure. And they are the freshest thing in town. Listen to this. They have hook and line swordfish now, fresh. They have grouper, local, fresh, and local bluefin tuna. And they have a fresh halibut, live Dungeness crab. I love those live Dungeness crabs. They'll clean them for you. Everything's super fresh. And then you talk about lunch or dinner at Point Loma Seafoods. People come literally from around the world to go to Point Loma Seafoods. And this place is right in your backyard.
Well, working at Fisherman's Landing, I mean, I'm two doors down. We eat there at least once a week. And there's not a better spot and there's not better options. Their sushi, their smoked case, the cook case, everything those guys do is just off the charts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a stop second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECDT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We've got the guys from Guardian Charters and Nitro Spear Gun Company talking free dive spear fishing for all kinds of stuff, especially bluefin tuna this year, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface on yellows and sea bass and all the stuff. I mean, I was looking at the Nitro Gun Co. website. I mean, it's not – obviously, this is the highlight, and everybody wants to talk about cows, but, I mean, you make reef guns and all kinds of inshore and offshore and everything in between. And I know Guardian, I mean, you said the same thing. You guys do it all. This is, it's easy to see why Bluefin take the highlight reel with what's going on right now. But I mean, you do trips local and offshore and inshore and everything.
Yeah. You know, Bluefin, obviously, they're, you know, the belle of the ball right now, especially with it being so popular in the last couple of years, you know. But there's so many good fisheries locally. The Coronado Islands is just a remarkable spot where you can dive. Generally, you have good visibility all year round. You know, last couple of years with the El Nino, there hasn't been a whole lot of kelp. You know, the kelp helps, and it's cool, you know, to be able to, you know, hide and really feel like you're hunting instead of just spotting fish from the surface and diving on them. But an amazing fishery down there. It is such a cool spot, obviously, to fish. You know, lots of San Diego guys go there all the time.
Right.
But to be able to dive there, you could shoot fish in 10 feet of water there. You don't have to be super experienced, and I tell people all the time on the phone, if you want to try spearfishing, the islands is a perfect spot because you can dive anywhere from 5 feet deep to 60 feet deep, and there's going to be fish there.
Yeah.
So it's really cool spot.
Now, one thing you taught me that I did not know is that if you can spearfish if you're free diving and in Mexico, but you cannot scuba dive and spearfish.
Correct.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I've ever done that.
Of course not.
Of course.
Yeah. Alleged.
But
alleged.
No. Yeah, but I just, you know.
No crustacean take or invertebrate.
No. Yeah, we know they. That's for sure. So abalone, lobster, scallops, none of that,
right.
Whether you're free diver or spearfish.
Yeah, and there really isn't that many lobster at the islands anyways.
Yeah.
They've all been caught.
Yeah. 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 When you take everyone in the water, including shorts and, yeah. That's what happens, right?
That's why there's
a law that you can't take the shorts, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones. All the lines are filled up. I think everybody wants to go diving with you on Guardian Charters, for
great.
Sure.
Well,
win those great prizes, too. Also, the Nitro Gun shirts, right?
You got it, man. Well, this time, why don't we jump in and talk to Mike? He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I read some books before about those free diving, and I think they were doing this stuff like in the 20s and the 30s, and it shows these giant fish that these guys free dived and caught in the, you know, the local islands and whatnot. So I was always interested in it, but didn't know if it's something I can do, you know. So with the free diving, how long does it take before you get good at just learning how to hold your breath longer and longer? Is it a sport that you have to start out when you're real young, or is it something like an old fogey like me, 58, can do?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We were just talking about that on the break. Most importantly, obviously, with this, there's a whole nother dynamic, and that's the safety part of it, right? Obviously, there's safety involved with fishing. You know, you're on a boat, right? So you got to be safe. But with spearing, it's a whole different animal altogether. And we tell people all the time, look, if you are wanting to get into this sport, you should take a free dive class. You know, there's several guys locally that are awesome teachers that would be more than happy to teach you. There's class time, there's pool time, and then you'll actually go out and you'll dive to atmospheres.
Yep.
So, which is 66 feet. Yeah. So you'll have that kind of basis started where you can at least know where your body's at, you know, and not have to, you know, get out there and think you have to push it. you can not kind of know where your levels are. And then, you know, obviously with the safety part of it, now you're holding this giant mechanized, you know, shaft thrower where you have to, you know, take that in consideration too with other people in the water. I don't think 58 is too old to start diving. Honestly.
I took a free dive class at 60.
There you
go.
So
I was 60 years old. I took it 3 years ago. And that was when I took the free dive class. And let me tell you something. I've been scuba diving, free diving all my life. And I wish I would have taken that free dive class 30 years ago. Because there's so many things I was doing wrong free diving that I could have killed myself for sure. I mean, scuba diving and free diving is a totally different thing. I mean, you take a class, you get certified when you're scuba diving. If you want to free dive, it's a real good idea to take a class because I was using too much weight. I was putting myself in danger in my breath holds and stuff like that. A lot of things that you learn in those free dive class that you need to know.
Well, just in the first hour of the show, you've heard Nick preach, you know, technique about all these different things. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. You just got to learn the technique. It's not tough to load it. You got to learn the technique. It's not hard to hold your breath that long. But you have to learn that technique, and you shouldn't go into it raw, you know, with a little bit of effort and a little bit of time. I mean, we're certainly not there yet, but we're approaching the off season. You know, you've got a full off season's worth of time that you could be 100% ready to go by the time the tuna makes its first wave showing up next year and be, you know, set and ready.
And that's why you want to go with a guy like Guardian Charters that can kind of help you on, you know, well, don't do that, right?
Right, yeah. So our crew is in the water with you. It will kind of gauge your experience level. I mean, there's some guys that are just ringers, right? They're just killers. You know, we don't have to get on in the water with them. We know that they're there to kill stuff and they make it happen. But for the guys that's just starting out, like for you, Mike, if you're just starting out, and we'll be in the water with you. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, we're 20 miles offshore and we're going to, you know, say go, go, go. And, you know, you're swimming off into the distance somewhere. We'll be in the water. I don't want to say essentially holding your hand, but, you know, we want you to have the best experience possible and we're not going to leave you hanging.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.